Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch
Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha. So Hometown Cha-Cha is a love story set in the seaside village of Gongjin. So it's about two people, Yoon Hae-jina and Hong Do-shik. So Yoon Hae-jin is a dentist and she's a woman who has beauty and brains. She has a very perfect life. And after various incidents, she moved to this seashore town Gongjin and encounters Do-shik. So she becomes interested in him. So Hong Do-shik is called the Chief Hong by local residents over there. He's born and brought up over there, so he knows everybody and everything about Gongjin. Officially, he's unemployed, but he has a jack of trades and a master of odd jobs. And Chief Hong's Hong over there helps everybody in Gongjin in any situation that is encountered. So this is the story where they both fall in love. And so what made you watch it, Neha?
So I've known the main leads like individually from their own shows. I watched Kim Son Ho in Two Cops and then Startup. And then in Startup I was really like annoyed because I felt like he deserved better. And I liked his character a lot in that show. So I legit like I started hating on the show because of how much I liked him. I had major second lead syndrome. And I was waiting for him to come in a new show. And then I watched Waikiki also for him. And he was really funny and cute. And I watched Shinmina also in Tomorrow With You and Oh My Venus. And her role in Oh My Venus really touched me because I love the story and her character. And I feel like she's just a really good actress. And sometimes she's a little bit extra. But that's exactly what you need for the show that Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha came to be. And because I really like them both individually, when I found out that they were doing a show together, I was just excited in general. Like, I didn't even know what genre it was, but I was just excited in general to watch it. And then it released like the day after my birthday, that's the 28th of August. So I was like more excited for the show than my own birthday, honestly. And after watching like the first episode, I got like a little bit of an idea of what kind of a... And the first episode itself really made me like the show. And obviously, I was going to be a devoted fan to it anyway. But yeah, I like comedy. I like romance. So it works well for me. What about you, Mehak?
So I know the obsession of Shinmina. Like, you really like her. And that's why, like, I also started watching it. Like, previously, I haven't watched Startup. I haven't watched
Two Cops
and even Oh My Venus. So I started watching Oh My... Yeah, I started watching Oh My Venus after, like, I watched this. I haven't even watched Waikiki.
Waikiki's fine.
Yeah, so these both characters were really new to me. And when I saw the trailer, I was in love. Like, the chemistry that is seen on the trailer itself is, like, very, like, genuine.
Honestly, like, Shinmina has, like, a boyfriend for 9 years, right? And... But every show she does, like her chemistry with the...
Yeah, it's so perfect.
The main lead is... Like, you forget that she's dating. That shows that she's such a good actress.
She's so good. And yeah, so I watched the trailer and I really liked it.
So let's talk about what stood out specifically in the show and why we liked it.
So I was basically blown away by the looks of both of the main leads. Since this show being my first time watch for both of the actors... Now our two leads, Do-shik and Hae-jina, they both are different, as different they can be, but they help the other grow and they are drawn to each other magnetically. So the way one learns from the other and grows, it's beautiful. It gives the story time to open itself without leaving the viewer frustrated, you know. And you are like in step with them, like whatever is happening, you know what is happening. They inspire you and they tell a story of themselves and you live in the moment, you know. So the fictional city of Gongjin, which is the real seaside village near Daegu, and it's a South Korean city located in North province, and the shooting is phenomenal. The view is breathtaking and the way they showed like the beach or any like cinematography skills is Very good. Like, it's done perfectly. The other character stories just flow in and out, and there is not a single forced or out of character in the show. In a way, it's your typical small town story, but if you look closer, each character has so much depth in it as the story is progressing. The town itself is developing a unique character of its own, and the food, the relationships, and the way they get together and they spend each and every moment with each other is beautifully portrayed, and it has no plot holes. Like, every character has been showcased and every character has the individual story, which is like really good point. So let me also add more important things like they included in the show, that is mental health issues, loneliness, LGBTQ, inclusion, acceptance, general and class equality, dreams and determination to fulfill, negligence to their old parents, as well as kids, ways of parenting and parental love, and overcoming past trauma, mutual understanding. So what not everything is portrayed in a single show. Like, how can that be done? It's a perfect series to watch. Every episode is funny, and sometimes it does tear us up as well. The only cons of this show is that it airs on weekdays, and we have to wait the entire week to watch it, and it only has 16 episodes. I can't, like, I love the series so much. Every character, everything is beautifully portrayed, and I have no words. Like, this is like my favorite show. Like, if I have to describe, yeah, it has every romance, like every small detail and everything. I just love it. What about you, Neha?
So this is exactly like a classic rom-com. It has its funny moments, it's cheesy, it's romantic. Of course, it's a little dramatic as well. The main leads had the perfect chemistry. Having a lot of ad-libs in the drama really does help them make feel so realistic. And each of the Gongjin's resident had their own stories to tell, from the senior citizens to the little kid. By the way, the little kids acted phenomenally. And soothing storylines with warm backdrops. This drama made us feel like a warm hug. And honestly, it was so heartwarming and soothing to watch it. As Mehak mentioned, it was really hard to wait each weekend to watch the show. It fills the longing for those who've been tired and hurt by people and circumstances. It's a very nice break, and it offers a very refreshing mindset to life by Chief Hong's point of view, because, you know, he's not really doing a job, he's just doing a lot of different part-time jobs, and he's a jack of all trades. So, like, that also gives you a different perspective on how people view the world. It's also a good drama because it portrays a kaleidoscope of different relationships in the small town. Everybody's story is so diverse, and not one single character was left out of place. I was personally very invested in Hwa Jeon's story. I applaud the writer, the director, and the actress for making it seem so lifelike. And you can't really help but empathize with her and him. And you know, my favorite part about the whole show was that every character got closure in the end. It was closed so well. There was not a single story that was left untouched.
And every story, like every like side couple story, made me cry. I don't know. Did it make you cry?
Yeah, it touched me. The 15th episode, I cried so much. And I can't even tell you, like, this show and My Roommate is a Gumiho are my two favorite shows of the year, I think.
Same.
Yeah. What about your favorite scenes? What was something that specifically stood out?
So there were a lot of scenes in the show, like when there was this one scene when they're trying to hide their relationship. Yeah. So whenever like any
villager comes,
so Hyejina keeps on, when, like, because they are very lovey-dovey, okay, so he comes to deliver food to her office, and then this auntie, whatever, I forgot her name, so she comes over there, and so Hyejina sees her, and then she instantly starts hitting Dukshik, and Dusik, whatever.
Dushika.
Dushika, and it's very funny to watch because after she goes, she's like, oh, did you get hurt, baby?
Yeah, it's very cute because like her reflexes to hit him, and like they get caught like multiple times. Like they are about to get caught, she hits him, and everybody's like, what is this violent behavior?
Yeah, and so that is there. And one more thing is like, whenever there's some gossip in the town, right, in 2 minutes, all of the village gets to know about the gossip.
Like, I can relate to this because, like, when you stay in, like, a small community or, like, you know, even in, like, a residential college for that, there is always a domino effect of gossip. And, like, yeah, that's what happens in the show.
So, that was really funny. And there are scenes where... there's this one scene where the dad comes to the town and they both
Hejina's
dad comes to the town and they both are not dating yet, right? So she tells Duksik to like pretend to be the boyfriend, and I don't know how the whole village gets to know that, you know, they both are pretending to be girlfriend boyfriend.
No, because they text them saying that everybody has to
the gossip for auntie like says this to everybody.
No, they have, yeah, so basically like they're told to act and everybody's trying to act like, oh, like, you know, they're such a cute couple, and everybody's acting so obvious, like like everybody knows, but for some reason like the dad is quite like wise, and you know, he senses the vibe.
No, actually he doesn't sense the vibe.
In the end he says
to Duksik that I like you and I think you should be like, you can be like my daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, so like...
And then he says the truth, like, you know, we are pretending to... He's like, oh, really? Like, I think he sensed it before also.
No, and when he was leaving, he was like, why are you so, you know, informal with people? And he was like, no, that's just how I am. And he's like, I'm not talking about me, dumbass. And then he was like, huh? So I feel like the dad only sensed that, something will happen.
Yeah, so
I feel like you can tell, you know, like... when something's about to happen, like, everybody can.
Yeah, so that was really funny scene. And everybody was pretending to be, like support them as a couple. And they didn't know that they liked each other, but they obviously, like, were enjoying the moment as well.
Yeah.
There was also this scene when they both go golfing.
Yeah.
And so, basically, Hejina's friends, they come to the town and they want to see, like, if she's dating someone or not. So, she obviously brags about her boyfriend, and... they both like go for a golfing trip, and he plays so well.
He's looking so good. Like, some of his wardrobe fits were done so well, like it suited his figure, and he just looked hella good. Like, even the suit and all, he looked really good. But I'm very like disheartened because Hejina's wardrobe was quite like,
it wasn't good at all. Like,
I mean, personally, I wouldn't wear any of that. Maybe a few outfits, like. Like, one frock she wore, even the black thing
the
she
green
wore.
Color frock was also very nice.
Like, a few of her fits were nice, but a majority of what she wore, I was like, why?
Yeah,
no,
same.
There was this one outfit where she's wearing, like, green and red, and I was like, bro, you look like a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God, even when when DOS came and they were dancing out, so she was wearing a shirt, and she's wearing, like... half shorts, black
shorts.
Yeah,
like those shorts are
they
in
were not
fashion
suiting.
Right now, but it didn't look good with the way, like, that fit just didn't look good. And honestly, like, everything about the show is perfect down to the OST, but her fits were the only thing that, like, bothered me.
Same here. Like, I didn't like the outfits.
But he looked hella hot.
Yeah, he looked very good. And,
like, his fits were also, like most of his fits were good. Like,
they
one,
were
two,
classy
like, okay,
also.
Whatever. But yeah, I think also it suited his role very well. But Hejina is like this, you know, like this chick who can afford everything. So why can't she afford good looking fashion clothes? Like, I don't know.
I think that is the only thing about Korean fashion. Like, they wear anything.
No, bro, Korean fashion's really good. Like, honestly, there's so much from their fashion that I can put into.
Like, we follow
that
from
them. Yeah, I really like their fashion. That's why if you see majority of the K-dramas, the outfits are like mind-boggling. Like, it's really good, and the way they use like their fabrics and all is great. But just this show, I wasn't very impressed with the outfits.
Yeah. Maybe, I think, I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't my style. Other shows, like, even It's Okay to Not Be Okay, bro, her
fits.
Oh
my God, yeah, I've seen
those.
Wow,
even Crash Landing on You, her fits were really, like, it suited her quite a bit.
Oh, damn good.
Yeah.
Even when she was staying, like, in North.
Yeah,
like,
North Korea and that show, yeah.
That time also her outfits were on point.
Yeah.
So yeah, these were some of the scenes. Like, what about you now? What scenes?
So the last episode was very wholesome, honestly. Like, I was watching so it good. With my like dadi, which is like my dad's mom's mother, sister. Yeah. And she and me were watching the show together, and it was just like like we were constantly giggling throughout the show. And I watched the last episode with her because, you know, like I forced her to watch the show, and we both enjoyed it a lot. It was very wholesome. And after every periods of like in periods of time, I would go like, I don't want it to finish, Dadi, I don't want it to finish. And she's like, there's still like 5 minutes more, there's still like 7 minutes more. And I was like, no, Jack.
Same. Even I was giving constant updates to you, bro. Like,
yeah,
the starting of the show was like very sad. Like, it was like very heavy to digest. Like, the starting
The 15th episode, I genuinely like teared up a lot, and I quite like made a scene and cried.
Yeah, you
because I was like, how can this get over? And I really like the fact that it wasn't that drag. Like, the show was pretty well fitted, and as much as I wanted more episodes, if they would have put in more episodes, it would have become very draggy.
I wanted to see
the wedding. I wanted to see children and all. Same. Also, like, you don't know,
they were thinking about it, but like they didn't show it at the end.
Yeah, and the 11th episode I think was the episode that everybody was waiting for, because there's so much build up happening in the whole show, and the 11th episode you're like, like, yes. And what I think was funny is the whole DOS thing. So basically there's this like little girl in the town, and she likes DOS, which is a music band, and she's like obsessed with them. And then even Hejana is obsessed with them, and apparently Hejana has met like a member before, so they keep like fangirling. And then when DOS actually comes like into the show, Hejana and Dushika are sitting together, and she keeps like hitting him, and it's just too funny because he's like, stop, man.
Yeah. And she's eating and then she's hitting this Dushik. It's yeah. So funny. Like,
and I think my favorite part of the show was when Dushika opened like his story, because yeah. That episode his acting was phenomenal. Like, I have seen him do many roles before, and I agree that he's a really good actor, but just that one heavy scene that he's done in this show is really good. Like, his acting was bang on. Like, I was like, damn. And also their comic timing's really good. Like, it's too funny. And I like the banter between all of the members in the community. I think it's quite like funny and entertaining to constantly keep watching. So that's a little bit about how we were obsessed with the show. Now we're talking about what's next for the main leads. So Kim Seon Ho, so he's basically not coming in any other show for now, but he's coming in 3 movies that are to be announced, and the names of the movies are 2 o'clock Date, Dog Days, and Sad Tropical. And I'm pretty sure everybody already knows, but today a controversy came out regarding him. And
oh my god.
And as disheartening as it did sound, I would still say watch the show, because the show is really good. And putting aside like personal differences, exactly, and like, all, like, of course it's really human, sad. Right? No, but like, I mean, I agree that the actions were not justified, but I'm just saying that the show is really good. Like, it's
yeah,
better.
We follow him for the acting. We don't follow what he does in his personal life. As much as it bothers us, I think like he's a phenomenal actor, and we shouldn't judge him based on his acting and criticize Hometown Cha Cha Cha.
Yeah, no, I mean, of course, what he does personally also, it's a public image thing, so it does affect his image. But I mean, whatever's happened is unfortunate. However, the show was really good, so I hope that it stays away from the show, whatever's personally happened. And I just really, like, I imagine how much I like the show for me not to be affected by what happened. Like, I am affected personally, but in terms of the show, it yeah. doesn't change my opinion, because it was a really good show.
Yeah, same here.
And, okay, what about Shinmina?
So Shinmina is coming up in 3 dramas that are to be announced. So the first is I Am a Nurse, a Human, and she has a mainly role in it. And the second is Our Blues. So Our Blues is one show where she will be appearing with her boyfriend Kim Wo Bin.
Yeah, bro.
And they both are the main leads, and they obviously there are a lot of main leads in the show, but we are very excited to see her with her boyfriend Kim Wo Bin.
Yeah, because her chemistry with all other people also is so good. Imagine with her own boyfriend, and they haven't like done anything together before. So
yeah,
I'm genuinely like excited for her.
Yeah, same here. And there's this one more show that is called Here. And she's coming opposite Nam Jo Hyuk. Oh my god, I'm so excited to see both of the chemistry.
Yeah, yeah, Mehak is excited. I don't really love her. I'm okay with him. Again, the reason that I'm very okay with...
was because of Startup, I know.
Yeah, because I really like...
But I feel like you should watch...
Bride of Hebak.
Yeah, Bride of Hebak is so good. His acting is so good.
I'm telling you, Startup has left one impression in my head. Like, I can't even look at Bae Suzy the same way because I really
I feel like I have to watch Startup to understand the second lead syndrome.
That no, but you shouldn't watch it, bro, because it'll make you sad. Why would you want to watch
it? I just
want
to watch it because it's...
Oh, yeah, but you like Nam Jo Hyuk. So
and yeah,
fine.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, man.
So, final opinions. We really loved it. I give it on a 10 on 10. Like, highly recommend. If you like any genre, if you like rom-com, just watch it. Like, just
if
watch it.
If you like cheesy stuff, in. If you don't like cheesy stuff, then out. But I really like the show, man.
It's such a positive show.
It makes you happy. And as Mehak mentioned, it covers like quite a spectrum of different things that are happening currently in, like, you know, the society in Korea and in India also, honestly. So it's quite relatable, and as light as it is, there is also like a few parts that are slightly heavy, and it's just a really well balanced show with crazy good comic timing. So we both would give it a 10 on 10. And if you want to watch something that's similar to this, you can watch Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok Jo. You can watch
Oh My Venus. Romance is a Bonus Book.
Then you can also watch My Roommate is a Gumiho.
Touch Your Heart.
And that's about it. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.